4, Charlie, Kilo, Kilo, Flash, Unit.
KJ4YQK, W4DJW. KG4WNP, W4DJW.
Go ahead, Dave, KG4WNP.
Hey, you watching the news about the weather headed your way?
I got a warning. I haven't been able to pull up the full report yet.
They're saying possibilities of a tornado touching down over in your area in the next 15 minutes.
Coming. I done watched the first one.
They're advising that you guys take shelter, Landon.
Bunker down, bunker down.
KG4WMB.
KG4MK. W4DJW, KG4MK. I'll pass some traffic to you real fast.
If there's anybody in here that can take traffic, I don't have access to that system, but if any of the guys that used to be on the other repeater are around, they could probably take it, Wayne.
Pass what I did down there, and then I was just going to give you an update so everybody else kind of back over your way will know. One did touch down, went through Central pretty fast between Salem and Central when I was watching the live video from a drone, and then that it kind of blew through and had some pea-sized hail, about 40-50 mile an hour winds, and then stronger gusts than that. And now another one is just fixing to form in Salem right now, which I was talking to a ham just like 2 minutes ago, and he said they got about probably 65 to 70 mile an hour winds gust up there on top of the mountain.
Well, they're saying Dacusville and Travelers Rest over there near the Walmart are going to get 100, the winds are up to 112 miles an hour.
Well, things are getting faster. All right, well, that's what I know from what I was hearing from somebody else. And then I passed what I passed a while ago. But anyway, that's two storms that's moving, and they're a couple of minutes, I don't know, about 10, I don't know, 8 to 12 minutes apart.
Location in both of them.
Part of the other repeater and listen. KG4MK.
Thanks, Wayne. W4DJW. Landon, you guys take shelter over there. Be careful. W4DJW, clear and listening.
WD4DYH.
Hey, Johnny, it could come up your way, too. It's headed to Travelers Rest.
We're going to go a little bit north of 25 and let it go below us.
Yeah, because you're right in line for where it's headed after it leaves, where it's going to be in about 10 minutes.
Front location.
CTB. This is 4 Alpha Tango Bravo, Travelers Rest 276 at Renfrew. I have clouds and, going in different directions. We're starting to get hail.
Plates copy. We are roughly 5 miles north of Travelers Rest on Highway 25 at 414 and 25 intersection. Right now it's light rain.
As I said, I'm at 276 in Renfrew. Near the hospital. Heavy rain is just starting up. I see clouds coming up from the southeast and the east heading into the storm that's coming this way.
WD40YH. WD40YH.
Thank you, Johnny. KJ4 CTD.
Any in your area yet? I think he went somewhere, Wyatt, to take care of some things. Station calling.
KJ4CTD. You can hear very well, Ariel. It's Italy garbled.
I'm still here, Wyatt, WD40YH.
One of my favorite parking spots.
Currently located at Highway 11 and 25, WD40YH.
What are you doing up there?
The bridge.
Oh, okay.
Traveler's Rest. I'm making the repeat real quick.
Bit of white noise on you, but you're making it.
Here, I'm just sitting here watching these clouds go around. I just want to make sure I was getting in.
ND-40 White.
N-480.
AE4REL 87LT.
WD4DYH, W4DJW. Still out there, Johnny?
WD4DYH.
Well, it passed over us. It was pretty violent, but it didn't dump any hail. How about you?
Cloud. And so far we've been successful. There's two more behind the first one, and we're currently below it. We went north to dodge the first one and come south to dodge the next two. The one that's coming up on us is just has warnings last time I looked. Correction. Watches and a severe thunderstorm warning. The third one has a tornado warning in it. And it appears to be going across the Tigerville area.
So further north than both of us. Yeah, that one got pretty violent. The trees were just like really bent over, and buckets of rain coming out of the sky, red water coming down the street from where it stirred up all the mud, but no hail, and I think that's it for us. I went outside, it's blue skies and white clouds.
And edge of the next one, the third one, I'm going to have to stop and look. We're almost at our next destination for playing Dodge the Cloud. When I stop, I'm going to take a closer look at it. Should be able to tell you more about where it looks like it's going to go. It's still out there a little bit yet.
Well, when that first one came through, they were saying over in Dacusville, where Landon and David Pearson, KG4YQK, are, that it was up to 112-mile-an-hour winds.
That's a good time to live in the valley.
Yeah, that one was pretty dangerous. But when it, by the time it got to us, I saw when it past them and it was headed our way, it got down to 94-mile-an-hour winds.
To some resistance. Hey, Landon.
Yeah, it opened up pretty quick over here. It went from nothing to very light sprinkles. Rain started, so you had quarter-sized hail. The wind was not that strong where I'm at, but now we got the second one starting in again. Extended it to, and right now the trees are doing probably at least 40 to 50 mile an hour gusts.
Before DJW, KM4RJM.
Hey, I think there's about four people in there all at the same time. I don't know who's first, but go ahead, John.
So north of you or south of you?
Came right over the top of us, south of Lake Robinson, east of Lake Cunningham. Came right over the top of us, and it's headed towards Sparkburg now. Probably headed, it should be right about where you are.
The TV, I think it's about to go right over the top of us.
Landon, you kind of broke up when you were... when you were talking, you must be on a handy talkie, and somebody else tried to get in there too at the same time you were talking and Johnny was talking. Not sure who that was, but whoever that was, go ahead.
November 4, Alpha Lima Zulu, his name is David, and I'm also located in Dacusville, over.
Did you fare okay? Any issues?
No, not a bit. Of course, they said something on television about going over the rec center, which is nothing. I headed for the base, but...
That's what we did while it was going over. We headed for the most dense center portion of our house that we could. That's why I was off the air for a while. John, you need to be in your safe place, W4DJW.
Yeah, I heard Landon say something about the trees kind of dancing around. Where I'm at, it's pretty calm at the moment, over.
Yeah, that's what I understand, Landon, is there's another one right behind it. And then there's another one behind that one. But I think they're all progressively a little bit further north each, if I understand correctly.
So that one's the edge of that one starting to fissure.
Yeah, Landon, you're in there for a little while, and then it goes out. And I keyed up, and then we doubled.
Lightning in the air, so just saying hey to David there, good to hear him, and telling him that the edge of the second one is starting to hit where I'm at, but I'm a little closer to Bunkentown than he is, I think. And they were calling out that one, basically all the places along Highway 11.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you again, too. I'm pretty far south of 11 and also Bunkentown, so I'm not far from 186, over.
Yeah, I'm about halfway between 186 and Bunkentown, maybe a little closer to the Bunkentown side of it. And like I said, it's just now starting to pick up, getting good lightning with the second edge, the second one there. A few strong gusts, they've lightened up a little bit right now, but we've got the wind is picking up. We had a good lull of quiet in between, but now it's starting to pick up again. KG4WMP.
Hey, Landon, WD40H. You're in the second one. The only thing it's showing for it is rain and tornado watch. The third one that's coming behind that one has a tornado in it, according to the radar.
Good to know. They had extended the tornado warning for my area to 8:15 before, which is almost now. So I hadn't seen anything about a third warning yet here.
I saw the second one, but not anything about a third one. Hey, Johnny. All right, well, I'm going to sit here and listen because my battery may be running a little bit low. It's good to talk to everybody this evening, and y'all stay safe. November 4, Alpha Lima Zulu, I'll be standing by.
But yeah, the third one's what we want to watch out for right now. Landon's in the second one.
I'm also on my battery, KG4WNP.
Beach.
John, do you have all of you and the animals and everybody downstairs in the basement, W4DJW?
Except one of the cats. I got a nasty scratch out of her because she didn't want to go in the box. But, yeah, we're all down in the basement.
That's good. It goes fast. It moved over us probably 5 to 7 minutes from beginning to the end.
At the basement door about 2 minutes ago, and we were getting hail and fairly significant winds, and I just looked out just a minute ago, and it's heavy rain, but I don't see a whole lot of wind, so it may have gone over us already.
Go ahead, Johnny.
I just issued a warning for the one that's over Lake Robinson.
That's the one that's headed out toward John now. That's the one that came over me. I got blue skies and white clouds now.
Looks like you might get a piece of the third one, too.
Yeah, I'm watching that on the radar right now as we speak, and it looks like we'll get a little bit of it, but nothing like that being in the center of that first one that went over, and probably nothing like that tornado. I see that tornado you're talking about inside the third one.
Get in, WD40H.
W4DJW, standing by.
WWKG4MUK.
Go ahead, Wayne.
It's not doing nothing down here, but, well, I'll tell you what, the sky warning is going crazy, but they're saying that they got another one brewing. I just thought I'd throw that at you, and somebody is seeing some debris got picked up by the one that just went through on the mountains up yonder, kind of between y'all and Salem.
That's affirmative. That's exactly what we're seeing. So they're describing it well. The second one, I think we're just going to catch the south side of it. It's going to go over us to the north. But that first one was low, and I think I don't know what the third one's going to do. It looks like they're all drifting north as they go east.
So, too, that's I'm trying to keep up with three different nets going on at one time, and it's kind of overwhelming there on occasion, especially when everybody is reporting something all at once. But I was just going to check on you, and I'll let you go, and keep you informed of anything that I see down here on this end of the state. So talk to you soon. KQ4MK.
Thanks, Wayne. You guys stay safe down on there on the southern part, W4DJW.
DJW, Ken 4RJ.
Go ahead, John.
Measured on the map, I am 10.4 miles northeast of you.
Told you that thing was moving fast. It didn't stay over us but maybe 5 or 7 minutes max. But it was dumping some rain. I mean, you couldn't... It was raining sideways, and it was thick. And the road looked like a river of orange water from the iron and the clay that it's digging up and taking down the street.
I think that one's past us. I don't know about the one behind it, but and the one behind it. But right now I'm looking out the window. Hang on, let me put my glasses on. It's movement in trees. They look pretty clear, or pretty still. I think I'm still getting rain out back, but that's about it. But we had hail there for a minute and some fairly significant wind, and then 2 minutes later it was gone.
Well, according to the radar, it was just a little bit north of you, but the center of the most activity was on the south side, and you were on the south side, so you were very close to the center of it.
Get over here real quick. Stand by.
W4DJW, stand by.
W4DJW, KN4RJM.
Go ahead, John.
Breeze and no rain. It is cloudy, but nothing happening, so I don't know what's going to happen with this next one.
I don't know for sure, but I think you're probably in the clear, because I think the second one's going to get north of me and probably further north of you.
Go up towards Landrum, maybe even north of Landrum, which means it's way north of me.
Well, I'm going to step away from the radio for a little bit to go outside and see what it looks like now. It's been a couple of minutes since I've been out there. W4DJW.
WD40YH.
And standing by.